thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord God. We worship you, God. Oh, yes, we do, God. Let us pray. Hallelujah, God. Our Father who art in heaven. Yes, God, we worship you, God. Just because of who you are. You are our Lord, our God, our way maker, our promise keeper, Lord God. And God, we worship you. God, we come this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts because you've been mighty good to us, Lord God. You've once again made a way for us that we were able to get here, God. In this house, we call Abundant Life Christian Ministries to worship you, Lord God. We gather Sunday mornings, God, because we love you, God, and we want to give you all the glory and all the honor, God. So, God, we thank you for another Sunday morning. Lord God, we thank you for loving us, God, when we didn't even love ourselves, God. We are so grateful, Lord God. God, we thank you that you forgive us, God, when we fall short of your glory, God. God, we thank you, Lord. God, we thank you that you thought we were worth saving, Lord God. And you sent Jesus. So, Holy Spirit, move through this place and in us. And meet each person where they are, God. Heal, deliver. Set free, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray this morning for the sick and shut in on our list, Lord God. And I call out my friend, Dr. Laura Ann Fleet, Lord God. Touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. From the top of her head, Lord, to the bottom of her feet. Move through her body, Lord God, and reverse what the doctors are saying. In the name of Jesus. God, if there be anything in me that's not pleasing to thee, Lord, take it away right now. In the name of Jesus, that your word may come forth with clarity, Lord God. And boldness, Lord God. And accomplish that which you set it to accomplish, Lord God. So Holy Spirit, now have your way in this place. Let your power, your glory, your presence, your anointing be felt in this place. In the name of Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, that we do pray. Let all the believers say amen. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Our message this morning. Is found in the gospel according to St. Luke. Chapter 7. So when you have found the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 7, I ask that you stand in reverence to God's holy word. There's a spirit that wants me to just shout and run all over this place. Hallelujah. So I'm trying to stay calm to give you the word that God has for the church this morning. Hallelujah, God. Move, Holy Spirit. Do what you need to do in your people this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. I feel your presence in here, God. Touch who you want to touch. Change who you want to change, Lord God. Heal who you want to heal, Lord God, and have your way in this place. Hallelujah, God. The Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 7. And I'll be reading this morning from the NIV Bible. If you would follow along. Hallelujah. I know what they mean. They said, hold my mute.
Amen. It's all right, Pat. It's all right.
Thank you, God. God, do what you need to do in this place. The gospel is Saint Luke chapter 4. It reads this way. When Jesus had finished saying all this to the people who were listening, he entered Capernaum. There a centurion's servant, who his master valued highly, was sick and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking them to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him. This man deserves to have you do this, because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue. So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. Yeah. This is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. Hallelujah. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes. And that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. And turning to the crowd following him, he said, I tell you, I have not found such great faith, even in Israel. Amen. Then the men who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well. Amen. You may be seated. Not found such great faith, even in Israel. Our message this morning for our church is entitled An Unwavering Faith. An Unwavering Faith. Help me, Holy Ghost. As we press towards year 9 of Abundant Life Christian Ministries, God has given us an annual theme of faith in action. And I believe in order to do God's will and to put this faith in action, we must have an unwavering faith. Now, unwavering means firm, solid, resolute, steadfast. Basically, no matter what we observe in the physical realm, we must believe and trust what the Word of God says about the situation. Somebody ought to say amen to that. See, if the government closes again, we must believe and trust that God is in control. If we even lose our jobs, hallelujah, we must trust and believe that God is still in control. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. If we get a negative report from a doctor, church, we must still trust and believe that God has control. If we have people that lie on us and mistreat us, church, we must still believe that God is in control. What God sees when people try to do evil to us and mean evil to us, God can take it, church, and move it to our good and our favor, because he's just that kind of God. See, God is good and his mercy endureth forever and ever and ever. His mercy, church. So too often we see things going in a negative direction and we are discouraged. But God said to Abundant Life this morning, I have a great work for you, but you must have an unwavering faith. You must not doubt me. Somebody say, I will not doubt him, because I know too much about him. But this morning I say to you, I will not doubt him. I believe too much about him. I've seen him work in others. I've seen him do miracles in others. And I believe he can do the same for us. I just believe it, you all. I'm trying to bring it down a little. But God wants us to have an unwavering faith. He wants us to hold our heads up high no matter what's going on around us and trust him. The word says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Through this journey called life, we must acknowledge him. And he will direct our path. He will order our steps. Somebody ought to say amen. Hallelujah. God, help me. Help me. Help me. I want to get to our morning text. Hallelujah, God. But the message for us is that don't you doubt him. Amen. Hold on to your unwavering faith in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Luke wrote this for us. We're told that Luke is a Gentile writer, you all, and he's the only Gentile that wrote in the New Testament. So he wrote to the Gentiles. See, Matthew, Mark, and John, they were Jewish, and so was the Apostle Paul. But Apostle Luke wrote to the world. He wanted everybody to know that Jesus has come to save everybody. He wanted everybody to know that Jesus, Jesus is the way. Yes, he is. So his gospel emphasizes relationships with Jesus. See, Jesus was a people person, you all. He moved among the people. He touched the people. He healed the people. He preached to the people. Jesus was a people person. So our morning text opens with Jesus returning, they say, to Capernaum. He had been teaching the crowds in parables that day. But as he gets to Capernaum, he encounters the centurion, a Roman army officer. We're told that this man had power and he had 100 persons under his leadership. But he chose to seek Jesus for the healing of his servant. Because I just believe that he believed that Jesus could make the difference. See, he was not Jewish. However, he sent Jewish elders to talk to Jesus on his behalf. Help me, Holy Spirit. The Bible doesn't tell us, but I believe the centurion had never met Jesus. But he had heard about Jesus the Christ. He had heard about the Messiah that was moving through the people and healing. He had heard about the fact that Jesus had healed a paralyzed man. He had heard that Jesus healed a man with leprosy. He had heard that Jesus had healed a man with a withered hand. And this centurion had heard about our miracle worker, you all. About his healing power. He had heard that Jesus moved among the people and he healed and he cast out demons. But the Bible says faith comes by hearing. Hallelujah. So he had not seen Jesus, but he had faith that Jesus could heal his servant. It was because he heard the word and he believed the word. Hallelujah. He heard about Jesus and he chose to believe. Church, see, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, it's a choice to believe it or not. All the things that God offers us through Jesus, it's just a choice, you all. Will you believe? The Bible tells us that the centurion had such faith. I just believe he had an unwavering faith. That he believed that God and Jesus could speak the word without even being present. So he sent his servant, said, tell Jesus, don't come to my house. I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. He said, tell Jesus to speak the word. And I believe that my servant will be healed. Hallelujah. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, I have not seen such faith. I believe an unwavering faith, even in Israel. This man said, speak the word. Hallelujah. If you read the story, when the servants got back, this one servant had already been healed. So all it takes is a word. From Jesus. A word from Jesus will change everything, you all. But you must believe it. Believe it. It is our faith that moves the heart of God. Jesus told the woman with the issue of blood, your faith heals you. See now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. And the evidence and the shorts of things not seen. Jesus told us this, and it's in red in my Bible. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. If we want our situation to change, if we want to live empowered lives, we must have faith. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. I just believe God wants us to have an unwavering faith. We want him to do something in our church. Have an unwavering faith. Minister Vern says, it's time to move from this building. In order for us to move, church, we must have an unwavering faith. We can't doubt him. He says, speak the words. So God has given us his promises. So all we have to do is speak the word over our situation and watch God change some things in your life. Come on, speak the word, but you must know this word. You must believe this word. I just believe this morning God wants to change some things in somebody's life, in our communities, in our family, in our church. But we must have an unwavering faith. We must speak over that thing. We must speak to it and watch God change things. Hallelujah. It is your faith. It is your faith, God said, that will make the difference. Upon the life you want to move out of this building, it is your faith that will move you. Upon the life of someone needs healing in here, you speak over them and it's going to be your faith that will heal them. Come on, abundant life. The Bible tells us that life and death is in the tongue. So we need to speak life to situations in the name of Jesus. Come on, believers. Let the believers say amen if you believe it. God is looking for people with an unwavering faith. Not people that are tossed to and fro based on what's going on around them. The book of Romans tells us this in chapter 4. And I just want to slow this down and talk about Abraham. It says, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations. Just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Remember Abraham, without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. Since he was about 100 years old. And Sarah's womb was almost dead. Come on, Holy Spirit. Yet he did not waver through unbelief. Regarding the promise of God. Because he was strengthened in his faith. And he gave glory to God. You all know about Abraham? Being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. Church, we have to be fully persuaded that God is able to do exactly what he said. Are you fully persuaded this morning? Do you believe God, when he says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper? Are you fully persuaded, people of God? See, I just believe it. If it's in God's word and God said it, that settles it for me. Let the believers say amen. That settles it for me. If it's in the word, book closed, it's over, it is done. Hallelujah. That's how I walk out this journey. If God said it, that settles it. See, the Bible tells me this. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the things that I send it to do. See, my word, which cometh from my mouth, is like rain and snow. It will not come back to me without results. Let the church say amen. See, that is the word of God for the people of God. You hold on to this word. And don't you waver in your faith. I don't know what you're going through, but God is able because the Bible said so. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we even ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And we are some powerful people, you all. Don't you waver. Don't you waver. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, help me. Help me, Lord Jesus. Don't you waver. See, we don't need more faith. I hear people, I need more faith. I just believe we need to activate this faith that God has given us. We do not need to doubt his promises, you all. Jesus says, for truly I tell you, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to your mountain, move, and it shall move. So it's not the amount of faith. You need to activate what you have in the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know who's this for, but somebody's going through some stuff in here. But God said, I'm in control, but you must believe it. Activate your faith and act as though you believe it, even if you don't know what the outcome is. God, I praise you because I know you're going to work it out for my good. God, I worship you because you are the great I am, and there's none like you. God, I worship you. Start giving him praise now. If you need him to do something for you, give him a hallelujah praise right now. Don't you let your faith waver in here. God, I know you got my back. God, I know you're going to work it out for my good. Hallelujah, God. Come on, God. See, there is nothing that Bible says impossible with God. But you must believe it. You must believe it. Your faith must not waver. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Your faith must not waver. It is your faith that will make the difference. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't know what you're doing in here, God, but I feel your spirit, God, move in this place and change some stuff for some people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Help me. Help me, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Move, Holy Spirit. Move, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, move. Move, Holy Spirit. God, I'm going to try to close it. People, I am persuaded. I am persuaded. I don't know about you. If we live a life without wavering in our faith, God will lead us to victory. Because, see, victory belongs to Jesus. Try living this word out. Victory belongs to Jesus, you all. Connect with him. Don't you waver in this faith. Don't you let the naysayers pull you back. You keep your eyes focused on Jesus and watch him change some things for you. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's why I worship him. He's brought me through so many dangers, tours, and snares already. That's why I worship him. I don't know about you, but I worship him. I give him all the glory. Mary said it this way: I was lost, but you came and you found me. You left your throne, God, thinking about me. You bled and you died to show me your mercy. You gave your all because you saw my need. God, it says I was empty. Anybody was empty. But you came, God, and you filled me. I was blind, God, but you helped me to see. God, I was broken. I was broken. Hallelujah. But you made me whole again. I felt like nothing. But you gave me confidence. And God, I am filled with so much gratitude. That words are not enough. Hallelujah. To explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. That's why I say church. Church, have an unwavering faith. God has done it all for us. We just have to connect with him and watch him turn things around. See, that's why I will always lift up my eyes to the hills where cometh my help. See, my help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. My help, all my help. I don't know about you all, but all my help cometh from the Lord. God, you took everything I was and made me who I am today, God. And with all that I am, God, I worship you. Do not let your faith waver, people of God. As I try to close this out, God, I was excited when I stood. God, I'm still excited because I know you're the God who is able. You will heal and you will turn things around for our good. God, I am so excited about you this morning. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. You took what I used to be. You loved me so much. You thought I was worth saving. So you came down to earth just for me. So make it personal. Point to yourself. Just for me. Just for me. I'm healed. Declare, I'm whole. I'm delivered. I'm set free. Hallelujah. See, I am filled with so much gratitude. Somebody give him praise in here. I'm filled with so much gratitude. See, words are not enough. Hallelujah. An unwavering faith. Don't you doubt him. Hallelujah. See, don't you doubt him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody give him praise in here. Unwavering faith. If you want your deliverance, your healing, give him praise right now. God is saying to someone, don't look at your situation. Look to me. Look to the hills where coming for your help. Forget about what they're saying. You look at me. Focus on me and watch me change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Give him some glory in here. Give him some praise. Hallelujah. Let us hold on to this unwavering faith. God has greatness in your future, but you must hold on. Hold on. He's promised to give you peace and joy, a peace that surpasses all understanding. See, that's the message this morning for our church. He said, don't let your faith waver. Stand firm and trust me. Stand firm and trust me. Do not allow your faith to waver. That's the word of God for the people of God this morning. Thank you, God. I shall not waver. I will trust you with all my heart. I will not lean to my own understanding, God. I accept the miracles you have for me, God. I expect you to do the miraculous, God. I just expect miraculous from a miraculous God. I expect a miraculous. Don't you let your faith waver. Don't you let your faith waver. Don't you let your faith waver. That's why I worship him. See, please stand all over this sanctuary. I don't know what you're going through, but you trust God. I don't know what they said about you, but trust.